leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC with Ian Dale at Drive. Call 0345 60 60 973. Text 84850. Tweet at LBC.
Hello, very good afternoon to you. I'm Ian Dale at Drive. It is 4 minutes past four here on LBC. Now, at five, the new Israeli ambassador to London, or to the Court of St James, I suppose I should say, Mark Regev. He joins me for his first radio interview in this country. You'll be able to watch that at lbc.co.uk. Also, critics say a Jewish plan for a North London zone ringed by 6 miles of fishing wire will create a ghetto. Or would a so-called Eruv enable people to feel part of a local community? And at six, Jeremy Corbyn thinks the media is biased against him, especially the BBC. Is he just being paranoid, or is there an element of truth in what he says? Well, it was announced today that Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee in the US presidential election, has confirmed that he's to visit the UK later this month. Guess when? The day after the EU referendum, the day that Eurosceptics refer to as Independence Day. How ironic would it be that Donald Trump should arrive in this country if that eventuality happens? Now, he's going to be here to open his new Turnberry Hotel at the golf course in Ayrshire. It's getting an official relaunch following a £200 million redevelopment. So, of course, that throws up the question of, will he meet Nicola Sturgeon? Will he meet David Cameron? He says he will meet David Cameron, but Downing Street haven't confirmed that at all. It would be normal to meet for a prime minister to meet a presidential candidate after they've been confirmed in that position by their convention. Of course, the convention isn't held until later in July. So we'll see if David Cameron sees him or not. Alex Salmond, you remember last week when we spoke to him, he was absolutely adamant that Nicola Sturgeon would not meet Donald Trump. And if you're wondering where Alex Salmond is, by the way, he's normally here at this time, he'll be with us tomorrow for a debate with Ian Duncan Smith between 4 and 5 on the EU. So make sure you don't miss that. And if you want to put questions to that, just go to the website lbc.co.uk. So if Donald Trump does indeed come to this country on June the 24th, what kind of welcome should we give him? A warm welcome? Or should we cold shoulder him? 0345 6060 973. Simon Marks joins us, our US correspondent, live from Washington. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Ian.
Pretty unexpected, this, isn't it?
Unexpected to some extent. The Trump people had been floating for the past several weeks the idea that at some point between now and November, Donald Trump would travel internationally and that London would be a stop for him. But all of that was going to happen, we understood, after he officially won the Republican Party's presidential nomination. And as you pointed out, that won't be taking place until the middle of July at the Republican convention in Cleveland. So unexpected that he's going as early as he's planning to go. He's tying all of this to the reopening of that renovated complex in Turnberry, an opportunity for Donald Trump to remind Britain and remind American voters that he's a businessman who has sunk at least £200 million of investment into that one particular complex up in Turnberry. But also the timing is clearly fascinating. The day after the European referendum, who knows what's going to be taking place in Westminster that day, who knows what's going to be taking place in Scotland, and Donald Trump is going to have a ringside seat for all of it.
Now, just remind us about his Scottish heritage, because I think his mother was born in Scotland and lived in Scotland until she was 18, so he's got a few roots there. But, of course, Nicola Sturgeon, her spokesman, said today, the First Minister does not plan to meet Donald Trump on this visit, which I suppose leaves it open for another one.
Well, look, I think that that's right. And there's a get out here, both for Nicola Sturgeon and for David Cameron. They could justifiably say that he hasn't been officially confirmed as the Republican Party's presidential candidate, and therefore it would be inappropriate for them to meet him at this point. However, I think Nicola Sturgeon would be in a slightly more complicated position, given the amount of investment that Donald Trump has put into this complex in Scotland. Let's remember, it was just a few weeks ago that Donald Trump Trump was threatening to pull all of his investments out, both of Scotland and out of the rest of the UK. Over 500,000 people signed that parliamentary petition saying that Donald Trump should be barred from Britain. That, of course, sparked a debate in the House of Commons. It forced the government to respond to the petition, and that in turn put David Cameron and his ministers in an increasingly difficult spot when it came to the language that they've used in the past and perhaps plan to use in the future about Donald Trump. But certainly I think you can expect him to point to his Scottish heritage, point to his commitment to the region, and generally say, look, I'm the kind of guy that you can get along with. I am the sort of man who's putting money in here, creating jobs and creating opportunity. But this clearly poses a challenge to elected leaders in Scotland and in Westminster.
The timing of this visit could not be more awkward in many ways for David Cameron, because it comes on the day after the referendum. Now, if we vote to leave the EU, it's highly likely, I would submit, that the Prime Minister would probably resign that day. So there wouldn't be any question of him then meeting Donald Trump. But how he would even find time in those couple of days if we remain in the EU to entertain him in Downing Street, I'm not so sure. But do you think Donald Trump would regard it as a complete snub if there wasn't a meeting?
Very hard to know. I mean, you know, he shoots from the hip all the time. He could react by saying that it's a total snub and he's outraged that David Cameron doesn't want to meet him. He could equally react by saying, look, I recognise it's an extraordinarily busy day in London. Everybody is reacting to the result of the referendum, an issue on which, of course, Donald Trump has weighed in, saying that he believes Britain would be better off outside the European Union, in contrast to Barack Obama, who forcefully has been lobbying for Britain to remain within the European Union. Predicting how Donald Trump's going to react to what he could perceive as a slight against him is very difficult to know, given the temperament that he has exhibited on the campaign trail. But a meeting in London would be extremely awkward, given the things that David Cameron has said in the past about Donald Trump's policy of proposing a ban on Muslims entering the United States. He called it stupid, divisive and reckless, although he has slightly moderated the tone that he's adopted about Mr. Trump's personality
over the last few weeks. That's not just one-way traffic, because Donald Trump has also criticised David Cameron
in
2014. He said David Cameron should be run out of office for spending so much of England's money to subsidise wind farms in Scotland. Obviously, a bit of a vested interest there.
Well, but also Donald Trump, remember, is the man who just a few days ago said that he was coming to the conclusion that if he is elected president, and assuming David Cameron was still in Downing Street then, they just weren't going to have a great relationship because they just didn't seem to be finding a way of getting along. Hard to see how you would overcome all of those differences in the immediate hours after the EU referendum, whatever the result.
And, of course, Donald Trump has said he thinks Britain should leave the European Union, so there's no meeting of minds on that one. You wonder what they might have to talk about by the fire. I don't know, it's in June, there won't be a fire, will there?
Well, probably not.
A fiery conversation.
Remember, though, Ian, it's not all bad news for Donald Trump today. He has received what amounts to something of an endorsement from Kim Jong-un in North Korea, who has described Donald Trump as wise, full of foresight, and said that he may well respond to this suggestion that Donald Trump put into the public domain recently, that he'd be willing to meet Kim Jong-un of North Korea. So there's a bit of upside for the Trump campaign.
I hope someone bugs that meeting. Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.